Good evening, husband. You're home late. Oh, this. I was just starting work on a piccolo suite, but it can wait. How was work? Absolutely dreadful, you say? Really? You had to spend the majority of the day correcting the foolish mistakes made by your incompetent, feeble-minded employees. It took you hours to explain to them what they did wrong, and even after all that time and effort, they still did not understand the magnitude of their errors. That must have been incredibly frustrating, my dear. You must be absolutely furious right now. In fact, you are clearly shaking with rage, even as we speak. How marvelous. That means you have plenty of pent-up aggression to use on me. Of course, I'm being serious. I know this may all seem strange, given my former dominant personality, but ever since you claimed my body as your property, when you forcefully, violently, and painfully ravished me, robbed me of my virtue, corrupted my purity, and transformed me from an innocent and naive girl into your loyal and obedient housewife, it has become my duty to submit myself to you in every conceivable way possible. Of course, being an Adams, I'm not the kind of person who does anything in half measures. As I told you on the moonlit night that you stole my virginity, if you wish to claim me, then you must earn it by conquering my pale and slender body. Show me that you own me. Remind me every day that I belong to you. I want it rough. I want it to hurt. I want you to leave marks on my body that will take days to heal. Remember, I have given myself to you, so you better damn well show me that you're worthy of the honor. That's right. Take me. Ravage my defenseless body. Strip me naked. Tear my clothes off and use my body as your plaything. Don't stop now. Drag me to the bedroom. Take your anger out on my slender, small form. Use me as a receptacle for your rage and aggression, and make it so I never forget who the master of this house truly is. That's it, husband. Shackle my wrists in place. Aren't you glad I installed these chains to hang from our bedroom ceiling? Now, if I'm ever so bold as to step out of line or undermine you in any way, you can simply bind my body to the wall and leave me here until you feel I've learned my lesson. Well, what are you waiting for? Pull the chains until they're good and taut. Stretch my body until it struggles against the shackles. Leave me gasping for breath as I strain against my restraints. Don't be afraid, my dear. Any pain I suffer is simply proof of your devotion to me, proof of your love for me, just as I love you. This is how it should be, my husband. This is my purpose in life. To be left naked and exposed. My body bound and stretched. Arms splayed outward and upward. Feet barely able to rest on the floor. Trembling in anticipation for my husband's love to rain down upon my body, blow by blow. I see the riding crop in your hand, my dear. Are you prepared to use it? Remember, just as my duty is to submit to you, your duty is to keep me in my place, to keep me submissive, to keep me restrained, to make sure that I never defy or disobey you in any way. And if you need any more motivation, then you should know I've been disobeying you. You see, I have a secret, my dear husband. One that I've been keeping from you for some time now. And I refuse to tell you unless you prove your dominance and beat it out of me. Show no mercy. If need be, don't be afraid to whip and beat me within an inch of my life. If you don't draw blood by the end of our session, then you will have failed in your marital duties. Is that it? Pathetic. You'll never get me to submit to you with weak blows like those. Harder. 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 You'll have to strike me harder than that if you want me to submit. Good. You're doing it correctly now. Keep going. Just like that. There we go. Please, my dear husband, continue. Very good. More, please. Yes. Let out your frustration. Your anger. Your rage. Remember your foolish employees and their constant mistakes. Think about your disobedient wife foolishly keeping secrets from you. Defying you. Challenging your authority. Daring you to prove your dominance over her. She deserves to be punished. To be beaten. Oh, to be left bloodied and bruised. Brutalized by her superior husband. Reminded that her place is at his feet. Oh, yes, that's it. More. More. Don't stop. Beat me. Brutalize me. Punish me for my disobedience. Show me how foolish it is to try and resist you. How foolish it is to keep secrets from you. Make me beg. Force me to surrender. Remind me why I chose to submit myself to you in the first place. Yes, this is the man that I love. The man that I married. I'm so happy to have been conquered by you. My beloved. Nothing else matters. Nothing. Nothing but my husband, these chains, and that riding crop. I'm free. Free from everything that could ever hold me back, including myself, my pride, my arrogance. Even my family name is meaningless compared to this blissful pain that you inflict on me. Oh, the pain frees me. Oh, you free me. Strike me. Beat me, bludgeon me, every inch of my body. Oh, my shoulder blades. The small of my back. My breasts. My thighs. Even directly between my legs. Do it. Please. Strike me right between my thighs. Punish my cunts. I'm so close. I'm right on the edge. If you do this, I swear I will tell you my secret. I swear that I will submit to you now and forever. Please, master, I beg you. Oh, yes. Oh, I feel it. Oh, the pleasure. Oh, it fills my dark soul with a supernova of light. Oh, my love. My master. Oh, my husband. My secret is... I'm... I'm pregnant. The last time you kissed me so passionately. I must say, I rather enjoyed that vanilla expression of love, for a moment. Yeah, I'm pregnant. No, I haven't known for very long. In fact, I just found out this very morning. I'm fine. Trust me, I'm fine. But how do you feel? I know this is a bit sooner than we expected. Are you sure that this is the happiest day of your life? You can't think of anything more beautiful than to bring a new life into this world with the woman you love? Oh, husband, hold me. I love you. Okay, enough of this foolish sentimentality. It's time for round two. Ugh. Who are you kidding? I'm not nearly in enough agony to call it quits for the night. Hell, I could walk right now if you unchained me, and that's obviously unacceptable. Come on, husband. Grab that riding crop and... What on earth? You barely made contact at all. What a pathetic blow. That does nothing for me. What's wrong? Before you were absolutely brutal. Just what the hell do you think you're doing? What was that? You're joking, right? I know I'm pregnant. Now start hitting me. Harder. Harder. By the seven hells, put some force behind it. Harder.